Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay are often credited with the two first men to reach the peak of Mount Everest in the Himalayas. That's often not disputed, but I was reading a book recently in the National Geographic. Not that I read the National Geographic very often. It sounds very posh and snobby when you say I was reading an article in the National Geographic. But there's a story about two men in 1924. One was from England, one was from Scotland. George Mallory and Sandy Irvine. And they had made a few expeditions before, but in 1924 they purposed that they were going to get to the top of Mount Everest. George Mallory took a photograph, allegedly, of his wife and said that whenever he got to the peak of Mount Everest, he would leave that photograph there on the roof of the world. The last time they were seen was from base camp, and they were seen heading up towards the mountain peak, the top of Mount Everest, a few hundred feet below it. But then this great blizzard came in and they went missing, and they weren't found again. They went missing. People don't know whether they died on the ascent or on the descent. But in 1999, another team of mountaineers went to climb Everest. And they found in 1999, 75 years later, the body of George Mallory. It was quite well preserved during all of those years because of the freezing conditions. Whenever they searched through his belongings, some of them knew the story about leaving this picture of his wife on the top of Mount Everest. So whenever they went through his belongings, they couldn't find a photograph of his wife. So some people believe that George Mallory was the first man to stand upon the top of Mount Everest some 30 years before Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. It's quite an interesting story. I'm going to go to the mountaintop. I'm going to come back for my bride. Best intentions in the world. But he didn't make it back. Jesus Christ our Lord has ascended up on high, into Mount Zion itself. And before the throne of grace and before the throne of God, he represents us. He bears, as it were, our image in his wounds and represents us before the Father. But you know, friends, there is no danger of him not returning for his bride. He said in John chapter 14, those wonderful words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." He's ascended up on high, but he's coming back again. And he's coming back for his bride to receive those who know and love him unto himself. Make no mistake, have no doubts about it. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. His last promise, surely I come quickly. What a day that's going to be whenever he comes back, even for his people. Rejoice in that. Live for that. That's the blessed hope of the church. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.